This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing on poets mainly writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound is now in paperback.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to close the show today with a holiday message from E.B. White. You probably remember E.B. White as the author of Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web, but White was also one of The New Yorker's earliest and most important contributors. He created the voice of the magazine along with James Thurber. His essays and stories and poems were published in the magazine for nearly six decades and won him accolades, including a Pulitzer Prize. This poem by E.B. White, and it doesn't have a title, was from December 1952. We've adapted it for the Radio Hour, and it was performed by Keegan-Michael Key, who's currently appearing in Steve Martin's play Meteor Shower on Broadway. Enjoy.
From this high midtown hall, undecked with boughs, unfortified with mistletoe, we send forth our tinseled greetings as of old, to friends, to readers, to strangers of many conditions in many places. Merry Christmas to uncertified accountants, to tellers who have made a mistake in addition, to grounded airline passengers, and to all those who can't eat clams. We greet with particular warmth people who wake and smell smoke. Merry Christmas to intellectuals and other despised minorities. Joy to the authors of books whose titles begin with the word how, as though they knew. Greetings to growers of gourds, to shearers of sheep, and to makers of change in the lonely underground booths. Merry Christmas to old men asleep in libraries! Merry Christmas to people who can't stay in the same room with a cat. Merry Christmas to people who plant trees in city streets. Merry Christmas to people who save prairie chickens from extinction. Greetings of a purely mechanical sort to machines that think, plus a sprig of artificial holly. Joyous Yule to Cadillac owners whose conduct is unworthy of their car. We send most particularly and most hopefully our greetings and our prayers to soldiers and guardsmen on land and sea and in the air. The young men doing the hardest things at the hardest time of life. To all such, Merry Christmas, blessings, and good luck. Merry Christmas to all who think they are in love but aren't sure. Greetings, too, to the inhabitants of other planets. See you soon! And last, we greet all skaters on small natural ponds at the edge of woods toward the end of afternoon. Merry Christmas, skaters. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good morrow.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.